Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is NASCAR driver Kyle Larson, celebrating trips to Victory Lane and the preparation that gets you there. For those who understand that each checkered flag is earned, one lap at a time. For those always ready to go the extra mile, even when the finish line feels a lifetime away. The experts at Advent Health support you for proving we all have the power to rise to any challenge. Advent Health, feel whole.
Right now we say hello to Rob Johnston, who is the global marketing manager for Ford Performance. God, that sounds impressive.
It sounds impressive, but here we are at Daytona. That's as far as we need to go, right?
Well, at least for the weekend.
That's
anyway.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what it is your impressive title really is all about.
Well, at Ford Performance, we're all about fueling innovation and passion both on and off road. So my responsibility is the marketing piece of that across several different motorsports outlets, whether it be NASCAR, NHRA, IMSA, whatever. We're involved in some off-road things now with Baja and Ultra 4, King of the Hammers last week, and certainly also enthusiast events. So we get involved with Woodward Dream Cruise, which is a fantastic event up in Michigan for car lovers. And we're also involved with Bear Jackson Auction. And we have a relationship with some brand ambassadors, Ken Block, Vaughn Gittin Jr. in the drifting world. And certainly I work with people such as our great driver development drivers, Haley Deegan and Chase Briscoe. So kind of the whole thing.
Talk about a little bit the driver development program and exactly what it is that Haley's involved. Mostly because I've got to talk to her tomorrow, and if I can use you to help me out with the prep,
yeah,
I'm going to do so.
Well, we're so excited to have Haley join the team. She brings a lot to the organization. Certainly is a talented young driver, and we're excited about what she's going to be able to do on the track, because winning races is why we're here. But also, anytime you can get a driver who's a great brand ambassador as well and is able to engage people who are potential Ford customers, that's wonderful. And Haley brings a different audience to us from some of our other driver brand ambassadors. So we're really excited about her joining the team. Her enthusiasm is spilling over everywhere she goes. I think you can see that from her time on the track last week in the ARCA race, finishing second. And her working with Chase is really cool as well.
That fan base that you talk about, how critical is that to any major brand such as yourself? And he's not here right now. I think he's out talking to some people and recording some stuff. But our J.B. Hager is a Ford fan. We were in his giant Ford F-250 pickup truck last night heading home from dinner. And just he was going on and on about he's always been a Ford guy. He's always going to be a Ford guy. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's big. The data shows us that race fans and enthusiasts of motorsport tend to over-index on purchases towards the brand that they love and that they root for at the track. So it's extremely important for us to be engaged. But in terms of the audience that Haley brings specifically, we're always looking for new mediums, new audiences to talk to and to share the Ford story. And we think that bringing Haley into an organization where, we're already in motorsports. We're here. We're invested. There's a lot of F-150s, F-250s, and 350s pulling the campers out there in the infield, which is awesome. But we know there's different people out there that maybe not don't know a lot about Ford, and we can connect with them through Haley.
250s and 350s mostly. I don't think any of those campers.
That's right. There's some big ones out there.
Getting pulled by any 150s. When we're talking about the engine and chassis and the guts of the vehicle, what comes first? Does an innovation come from the racing division, the the performance division, or does it come from the civilian side of Ford?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I know just from the performance side of things, you know, we've got our tech center up in Charlotte where we do a lot of work to directly work with NASCAR and the whole, motorsports world, whether it be V8 Supercars in Australia. Those guys come over and spend time at our tech center. They work in our simulators that we have there. And the GT program, which recently ended, our last race was the Petit Le Mans at Atlanta last fall. But that program, over the course of those 4 years where we were racing, there's some elements of that program that we don't talk about publicly necessarily, but there's some learnings that we got from the race program that we used on the streetcar program, and not necessarily the GT streetcar program, but others as well. So,
okay, full disclosure, I own a Escape with EcoBoost engine.
Okay.
The larger engine.
Okay.
And one of my favorite things to do when I'm in that car is to enter I-95.
Fantastic.
Because that turbo thing, whatever's in there,
it moves.
Yeah, it just says, let's go, baby. Come on. Move me. Let's go.
That turbo thing, whatever's in there. Don't get all technical on us, Godwin.
That's about as technical as I can get. But now there's two things have happened in the last few days that are significant for you guys. Last night, Ford won its 100th truck race.
Yeah, Grant did a great job.
Yeah. So I guess that program's alive and well for you guys, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, we're excited about the truck race. I mean, when we talk about a driver development program, it kind of goes all the way back to ARCA with Haley, but you've got the whole program that we're looking to bring people up through ARCA, trucks, the Xfinity Series, and then into Cup. But you also have to realize that, you know, we've got Haley and Chase doing the GT4 program with IMSA, you know, to get that road course experience. But what a wonderful program, the Gander Mountain Truck Series program. It's been great for us. We love that F-150 being out in front. There was a bunch of them up there in the mix for a while. I think Grant probably did something right by maybe hanging back a little bit at some point in time, knowing what's going to happen.
Not experience. Being on fire was key last night.
That's good. But, boy, that was awesome to see him finish that race and celebrate 100. We got some milestones that could happen tomorrow as well, you know. Joey, 400 races, I believe, starts. I think that's coming up on Sunday. So, wow, he could get a big win. That's big for us. You got the Wood Brothers sitting on 99. So 99 wins for the Wood Brothers. So there could be some more milestones this weekend for Ford.
Well, there's already been a milestone that a lot of people didn't recognize. Because in the first duel, I don't want to say the whole name because I get all tongue-tied. The bling, green, blue, something, vacation, whatever. We call it
the blue-green vacations duel at Daytona.
Kenny Willis and I just call it the twins. You know, we're old school. We call the summer race the firecracker, you know. Okay. But anyway, the top four cars, all Fords. Top four cards, all Fords from different teams.
Yes.
Now that must have just made your heart like swell up.
Well, absolutely. And if you look back over the last 10 years, our four big teams have all won at Daytona. And so that makes us feel good going into the race tomorrow. You know, we got Matt D and with the Wood Brothers this year. So I think we've got a good shot of seeing Victory Lane on Sunday for sure.
What does the other side of those milestones look like? I mean, sure, we're saying things like the 100th truck win and all the commentators and writers like Godwin are at least making note of that. On your side of things, is there a party? Is there cake? Is there a trophy? What goes on the other side of a milestone?
Wow, that's a great question. So, I mean, there's a lot of pride at Ford. You know, we're a, you know, family company at heart, and, you know, we're one Ford is a big thing for us. Anytime you can stack up the accolades and feel good about those post-weekend of racing, it's a great thing. No matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about Tony Stewart out there running that Ford Performance engine in his sprint car, or you're talking about, you know, what the guys do over in Australia with that program, WRC's running this weekend in Sweden with the rally program, And I think that's one of the reasons why people love Ford, because we do get out there and we're everywhere. And motorsports is part of our DNA. We've been doing it since we started the company. That's how our founders got the money to fund the program.
Exactly 1 year ago on this very stage, we had the opportunity to chat with Edsel B. Ford III.
Yep, the godfather.
a wonderful gentleman. He talked about that, and he talked about that family aspect of Ford. Is it tough to keep that family aspect when you're a company that has a guy who's got global in his title?
I don't think so, because the DNA that you have, I mean, you either have it or you don't. And when you can always look back on your heritage and there's family involved, you know, Henry Ford III, Edsel's son, had my job a couple years ago.
Okay.
And so when there's always a Ford person connected, no matter how deep they are in the company, it gives you that person there. There's people behind it. And, you know, when you work in Dearborn, Michigan, it's hard to get away from the heritage of Ford and what it meant to industry in the United States. So it's family, and it doesn't matter whether you're here or whether you're over in Europe or you're in South Africa or wherever we do business, it's there in the DNA.
Is there a secret Ford somewhere, like a young kid who's in the copy room or something that nobody really knows is a Ford?
There's a whole bunch of them around.
It's the way that Ford has performed to date in Daytona, and it's the anticipated celebrations in Victory Lane and the after parties. Mark can hook you up with a company called Sugarland Moonshine. He can help with the celebration. He can make it truly special.
We'll have somebody note that.
Sugarland Shine, maker of Daytona Moonshine, the official moonshine of NASCAR.
All right.
Now, what Godwin is leaving out is that Godwin was reminded quite suddenly on Friday that it was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
He was reminded very suddenly by his wife.
Right.
And the only thing he could do was go out to his car and get the swag bag of moonshine that was left for us by the folks at Sugarland Shine.
Yeah.
You got to go with what you got.
There you go, honey. I love you so much.
And she bought it.
Well.
She bought it.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us, and certainly we don't want you to release the country's nuclear codes here or anything, but what can you tell us is in the pipeline for Ford in the performance division?
Well, I think just in general, I think everybody should be paying attention to Spring 2020 Bronco. That is the big noise out there, and that certainly does translate to some of the things that we're doing in motorsports. We are involved in the Score Baja series now. We took the Bronco out there, a prototype, and had some fun with it last November. We were just out at King of the Hammers doing some marketing, not racing, but marketing. Of course, Vaughn Gittin Jr. and Lauren Healy have their own vehicles in the 4400 series, and those are wild and crazy. They got a little Bronco grill on them, but they're wild and crazy machines. But, you know, it's fun for us because we're getting back into Bronco, and it's taking us into some of that off-road space. Again, when we talk about new audiences to talk to, not all those people are necessarily into NASCAR. They're not all necessarily into drag racing and other things that we do. So it's fun for us to connect with them and show them what we've got. So it's going to be a fun year. The Mustang Mach-E is certainly something that's got a lot of attention from people. And we're starting to show that vehicle more and more on the auto show circuits. It's a really, really phenomenal vehicle, and I think once people get in that and realize how fun an electric propulsion vehicle can be, they're going to be surprised.
A tough question for a marketing guy, so as soon as we go to the break afterwards, if you want to punch me in the throat, go right ahead. But when you're dealing with something like the comeback of a Bronco, there's certainly some opportunities for comedians there. There's that new story from the West Coast that has been forever associated with Broncos. Are you going to make white ones or?
You know, we always have white in the color palette. It's always there. So I don't know what the color palette is for Bronco, though, but It's a phenomenal vehicle for us, and we're going to have a lot of fun launching it. And I think anybody that enjoys that space, that off-road family, go out and just do it in the wilderness fun,
right.
You know, using your vehicle for that experience, I think they're going to really love what they see in Bronco. It's going to do a lot of fun stuff.
Just taking a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Can we just... I know Rob's got to go, but I wanted to ask him about the Ford racing philosophy in NASCAR, because it's really dynamically changed over the last 10 years, because you used to have teams that made their own engines, Robert Yates, Jack Roush, whoever. I mean, they had a certain pride there, and now it falls under one umbrella. There's one entity that makes the Ford engine, and it's distributed. How hard was it? I mean, to me, it's like herding cats, and you guys were able to do that. You were able to pull all these different people together who battle out there every week, but you pulled them together to pull on the rope and you know, help each other. How is the company able to do that?
Well, I think it comes back to one Ford. I think everybody has a common respect for each other. And at the end of the day, let's face it, you know, with one to go, all bets are off to a certain degree. But our current crew of people, whether it be on the competition side at Ford Performance, the motorsports side of Ford Performance, the marketing side of Ford Performance, or the drivers and the teams, everybody has this want to see the Blue Oval succeed. That's kind of like the thing that is on top of everything else. And so I think that culture just flows down to the drivers and just gets everybody at the end of the day to say, you know what? We're going to win today. If we don't win, Ford's going to win today. And that's what ends up happening.
You weren't here at the top of the broadcast, but we were talking to Hall of Famer Leonard Wood, and what he said, Godwin, was that a lot of these guys out here banging fenders are banging fenders with their best friends. They just don't necessarily know it yet.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. But in this race in particular, the Ford teams, especially in the duel, they all work together for the common good, let's say. And Joey Logano was the beneficiary, but it could be somebody else on Sunday.
Yeah, I think, you know, we say anytime Ford wins, we all win. Certainly there's a want from every driver to be in victory lane and do well for their sponsors and their team owners. So we understand that. But working together is better than working against each other. We'd like to see two Fords banging fenders the last lap than a Chevy and a Ford or a Toyota and a Chevy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, and I think everybody gets that.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you, guys.
Rob Johnston, Global Marketing Manager for Ford Performance. Congratulations on the 100th truck win, and best of luck with some more milestones and hopefully some more parties tomorrow.
You got it.
And don't forget, he's your man for the moonshine.
Somebody's been taking notes over there. We'll note that.
Thank you very much, Rob. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here in Daytona.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.